If you're just tuning in for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, one of our listeners, Jennifer, is getting married soon.
Yay!
And she befriended a barista at her favorite coffee shop, and they've known each other for a number of years now. But ever since the barista heard that Jennifer's engaged, she's been very heavily involved in the wedding planning.
Oh, I think it's sweet.
Yeah, Brooke calls it sweet. I call it a little pushy, giving her a bunch of unsolicited wedding ideas. But now she's insinuating, the barista is, that she expects to be invited to the wedding.
Oh my God.
Which puts Jennifer in a kind of a crunchy situation.
Yeah, but Jennifer confirmed that she was going to send her a save the date.
Yeah, she kind
of not 100% confirmed. She kind of just made like a sound like, oh yeah.
She said, yeah, you'll get it soon.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you kind of screwed yourself there, Jennifer.
But it's one of those like reactionary statements. It's not like, oh yeah, what's your address? Let me send it. It's like, oh, maybe kind of thing.
But here's the thing, Jennifer. I was thinking, okay, maybe there's a way where you can have your scone and eat it too.
Oh, I see.
Scone?
Maybe your latte
would
have been a better analogy.
See, maybe you can invite Gabby to the wedding to be the party barista.
No!
And she could serve coffee and you just, you have her sitting at, you just let her know, like you're going to be sitting at a table with all the other caterers and standing and serving coffee.
Great idea, Jeffrey.
Well, she thinks they're
or
friends.
Maybe you pay off her boss and make sure that Gabby has to work on your wedding day and then, oops, she can't come.
Oh, you can work a triple shift? Weird. Yeah. Open to close? Darn it.
Yeah. Don't you guys have any real ideas that I can actually do? That's why I contacted you guys.
Okay, Jennifer, I'm sorry. I actually had to talk to somebody about how they weren't invited to my wedding. And the way I made it sound is I can't invite you because then I would have to invite everybody else, right? So can you say, I'm so sorry, Gabby, I just don't feel good about inviting you because then I'd have to invite everybody that works at the coffee shop.
Yeah, Brooke said that to her mother-in-law. It was really awful. I don't know if I would take that advice.
Does that make sense, though? Like, that's the excuse. Like, it's not you, Gabby. It's just that I can't invite everybody who works here.
And people understand weddings are expensive. The more guests you add, the more plates cost.
Is any of this helping you, Jennifer?
No.
Oh, okay.
No!
Well,
I thought that was good.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you guys have some solid ideas. I'll give it a try.
Okay.
All right. Good. That's all we can hope for. So I'm going to dial the phone number to call Gabby, and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello. Hey, Gabby, this is Jen from the coffee shop.
Hey, Jen. I was literally just thinking about you.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So weird.
I got a couple bridal magazines the other day after work, and I saw these chairs people use on the featured wedding. Because, you know, the other day we were talking about needing some chairs, and these ones are perfect. They're classy, they're elegant, they're not too expensive, and I just really think you'll like them.
Yeah, no, I'll grab that from you next time. But that's not the reason I was calling.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, so first of all, I want to say this. Thank you so much for all of your advice and help with everything. And I'm sure you've heard, you know, obviously this can be a very overwhelming process to go through something like this. So thank you.
Oh my God, I know. But that's just why I wanted to be a help to you.
Yeah, no, so there's just a lot of stress because there's a lot of big decisions to make and things like that. And
wait, you're not getting cold feet, are you?
No, still going through with it. That was funny though.
What's up? What's on your mind?
Okay, so like, there's obviously a lot of difficult decisions that need to be made, and the last thing I want to do is hurt anyone's feelings.
Oh, I know what you want to say. Look, it's okay if you don't want me in the bridal party. I mean, I know it's like a family thing, and you have a big family and friends, and honestly, I'm just really excited about our friendship. I was feeling really lonely until you came into the coffee shop that day.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that our friendship meant so much to you.
Well, it really does. I mean, honestly, I was so alone.
Yeah, no, I guess. So what I wanted to tell you is, are you okay with sitting with my uncle? he drinks a lot and he gets kind of weird. So I just want to make sure that like you're totally okay with that.
Awkward.
Oh no.
Oh. Sorry, guys. I don't need your help anymore. I'm good. Let me know, Gabby.
Oh, hold on, hold on, Jennifer.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. We'll be nice.
Who's this?
Willie?
Hey, yes. Gabby. This is Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You're on the radio right now.
Wait, what's going on?
Surprise, Gabby. Hi.
Yay.
You're awesome. We really like you.
Yes.
Okay. Why am I on the radio?
Just for fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. We don't have anything else to say.
We're a dumb morning show, and we do a silly segment called Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. And
now it's more awkward for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, awkward for you.
Gosh, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything.
I'm not. Okay.
Can someone please explain to me what's happening here?
So your friend Jennifer called us because she wanted to do something called an Awkward Tuesday Phone Call, and she had some big news that she wanted to tell you, and it's just a weird, funky way of doing it via the radio.
Gotcha.
She wanted our advice.
About me being in the wedding party?
Well, we didn't talk a lot about that. She'll probably have the details on that. We just covered the drunk uncle stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for Jennifer on her wedding. Like, that's something that you should probably ask her about.
Oh, just kidding. Gabby, you got pranked.
What?
Yep.
Pranked? That's not what we were doing?
Yes, we pranked you.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
That's something with your uncle?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So you do want me in the bridal party then?
No.
What's going on?
No.
Yeah, I don't know yet, but there's still a lot of decisions to be made, so I will definitely get back to you.
Yay!
I think,
for all of us.
I think, Gabby, you know, Jen just wanted to reach out and tell you how great your new friendship is together.
Among other things.
Aww, yeah. Thank you, Jen.
And you make a mean cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Real mean.
Okay, we can go now, Jeffrey.
Okay, and we're just gonna, all right.
All right.
Well, congratulations, Gabby. You're coming to the wedding and sitting next to her creepy uncle, I guess.
Okay.
Wait, I thought you said that was a joke. I thought it was about me being in the bridal party.
You know, we have so many jokes on this show, I tend to lose track.
Yeah, we're not really that good.
Gotcha.
Got us.
Oh, God. All right, guys, I think we did enough things together. I think we should just hang up at this point. So
no.
Maybe on the count of three. One, two, three. Bye.
Wait a minute, am I supposed to hang up too?
Wait, is this Gabby?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on exactly right now.
Either.
Thanks for playing along, Gabby, and have a great time at the wedding, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Good to
you.
Okay. With the uncle.
Bye.
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 Oh, my God. Oh,
okay.
That was the most awkward it's ever been for me.
Yeah. Even air this, because that's going to ruin it for her, even
I know.
If any of the baristas listen.
I know. If any of Gabby's friends or coworkers listen to this radio segment, make sure she does not hear it.
Oh, no.
Coming up next.
Phone tap? You want to do a phone tap?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't want to prank anyone right now.
I'm going to go sit in my car for a while.